It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Authorities are certain about two things.
Get breaking news.
This was an assassination attempt.
On the sky.
This was a lone wolf.
Hear about it first.
How could the suspect get such a clear shot?
Talk about it now.
The leadership we saw from President Trump, while he was literally under fire.
97.3, The Sky.
I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy. You're tuned to 97.3 The Sky. We appreciate it. Bob Rose podcast. You can find him wherever you find your podcasts. And click on subscribe. No charge, but you'll have access then. All right. Let's go through some of the more serious stuff. Top story, Trump covers the bases in a upbeat, empowering speech that he gave last night. A little long, 90 minutes, but it was upbeat and positive. And that's what people need. That's what people want. We have to have hope. And we have to have a plan for the future. Telling us the sky is falling, the planet is hurting, by battery cars that are made 90% in China,
yeah,
doesn't give people a pound your chest, I love the USA kind of feeling.
No.
So there's that. Biden, by the way, the dropout rumors, the step aside rumors, really swirling, really heating up. Some are speculating, hey, we could hear something today or certainly by Monday. And I would say, yeah, the odds are pretty high of that happening. Bob Newhart's passed away at the age of 94. His special brand of kind of stoic humor and deadpan humor.
Mm-hmm. He was awesome.
Excellent.
And the best ending in his last sitcom of all time. If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like a flashback. It was all a dream kind of thing. With
awesome.
Suzanne Plachet next to him who had not
you
been.
You just wanted to mention her name again.
I did. I had a crush on her. She was my first cougar, I guess you'd say. All right.
She just didn't know it.
I mean, I never had.
No, she just
like
didn't.
Fantasy. I'm talking.
It was a crush.
Crush.
Yeah, that's a nice innocent word.
Yeah, just like the girl on the Partridge Family, Susan Day. Just a crush.
Oh yeah.
We also lost Lou Dobbs, great American, rest in peace, 78. His brand of journalism and opinion and looking out for the working man. Yes. He will be missed, but he won't be forgotten. Locally, the biggest story, the University of Florida, President Ben Sass is stepping down. There was nothing controversial. His wife has been having ongoing chronic health-related issues, and he thinks it's time to reprioritize his life, spend more time with his family. Totally respect that. It's not an excuse or anything. I think it's very heartfelt, mm-hmm. the letter that he put out, and he's done a great job. And there'll be big shoes to fill, and I think he's going to be patient, and he's going to help with the transition as they search out the next great president of our great University of Florida in our backyard. And we love it. Go Gators. Six words last night. Fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
And?
Yes.
Drill, drill, drill.
I like it.
Love it. Getting back to the roots. Look.
There you go.
Back to the basics. John Wooden, basketball, UCLA, fundamentals, boys. Fundamentals wins games. Fundamentals build the economy. Drill so that we have cheap energy and we can actually be self-sufficient. Crazy. We did it before. Mm-hmm. We can do it again. And then there's Bud Light. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Could even President Trump help Bud Light in their marketing created problem? Yes. You have to come up with a marketing-based solution to fix it. Now, I know they've changed their advertising campaign a little bit, but I haven't seen a lot of it. I told them to go totally, macho,
right.
Tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
smell that testosterone.
Yeah, that was one of my ideas.
Yep, I liked it.
But they're not that smart there. And anyway, but marketing, here's what they need to do. They need to be generous. You know why? People like it when big companies are generous. They tend to give their business to them. They like that. Now, of course, it's got to be the right cause. It's not, you know, buying Dylan Mulvaney a new outfit or two.
Mm.
It has to be real charity that most Americans would concede this is good. I don't know. Helping the veterans might be one.
Wow, what a concept.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they need to actually say, we're giving, you know, whatever, a portion, but it has to be, you know, a decent portion.
Right.
Of our sales to such and such. Now, there's a lot of companies that do that now. They're kind of, what would you call them? Some of the crunchy companies, like, we give 10% back to Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Which, what are they really doing? They're burying their money in the backyard. That's how they give it back to Mother Earth. We're enriching Mother Earth.
Right.
Someday I might have to come back, dig it up.
The gold bars and cash.
No. They give to different, a lot of it's like environmentally based.
Is, yes.
Okay. And if
right.
that's your, look, that's your cup of tea, that's awesome. But they have to do something that is going to show they care, that they're generous.
Right.
And that, I think they're going to have to do that. But they still might suffer for a while. I mean, they blew it. John Deere have seen the flashlights. Wait, John Deere in the headlights.
Yes, deer in the headlights.
Anyway.
Yes.
They
we knew what you meant.
The light bulb went on. I was going to use that, but I already did my Ford story.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Deer in the headlights. Yeah.
Good old reference.
We'll use the deer in the headlights reference.
Yeah.
They've come to their senses, and they're ending controversial DEI policies, including pronoun identification and diversity quotas.
Thank you. Thank you. Back to normality. Thank you.
Man, wouldn't you just I would love to, like, you know, be king for the day where I was all powerful. And I would love to walk into, like, the board meetings.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go, which one of you bozos is trying to get all DEI and all stupid and diverse?
Uh-huh.
You know? And then you could, like, zap them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, evaporate. Boom, boom, boom. Or just make them, you know, feel the heat a little bit. Hey, this crap doesn't work. Do you understand what a meritocracy is? And I would use real-life examples. These executives. Oh, really? How'd you like it if you give, you know, $1 million to that university? Yeah, your kid will probably get into medical school there. Sad to say that that has an influence. You know it does. But save for that, how would you like it if your kids worked hard? They've earned it. They have scored high enough. And some bozo just like yourself, just like your thinking, your DEI thinking says, oh, yeah, yeah, little Mary Smith, why... Yeah, she's an excellent candidate, but she's pasty white.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? But that's what's been going on. It's been going on for a long time. It's been challenged in the courts. But that, so they reframed it. They redid it in this whole DEI,
mm-hmm.
okay, versus this, you know, equal opportunity stuff that they pushed and promoted. I love how they used to say, well, there's no quotas. We don't have a quota system.
I recall not getting a job because I was a guy.
I had a boss that said, uh-huh. You deserve it. You're better for that position, full-time position.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna promote this other person because corporate's putting pressure on me to hire a woman.
Yep.
And he goes, and if you ever bring that up,
uh-huh.
I will deny it.
Right.
But I appreciate the insight and the honesty.
Yes.
Because otherwise I would feel like, really? Well, this company or this person doesn't think much of me. I'm going to go elsewhere.
But then you realize the pressure's on them.
Yeah. And it's wrong. Because it's supposed to be a meritocracy where the best, you know, yeah, they get the best opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've proven they're the best. Not the best because they grew up rich or they
right.
wore nice clothes to school, but they performed on the material, on the tests, in the workplace. At the university.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Martin Levitt. 2 centimeters and Donald Trump would have been shot and dead. How horrific. And yes, that's divine intervention.
6 o'clock.
To watch Joe Biden give his speech about unity was pathetic.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Energy, uplifting, positivity at the RNC last night, including, of course, ending on such a high note with former President Trump taking to the stage and talking about hope, you know, and dealing with real issues that we face. We're Americans. We don't ask for much. If anything, we just want some opportunity and for the government and regulation to kind of get out of the way as much as possible to make sense, right? And that's what he gave everybody, some hope. And I don't see that, honestly, coming from the left. I don't know what they consider hope. It's like, you know, think about it. If you were doing a speech for the left, you'd say, you know, I want to live in a world where the mutilation of minors without their parents, express and written permission is just fine.
That would sound like a crazy world.
I want to live in a world where, you know, there is no sovereignty in countries and borders should be wide open and a little bit of chaos is good for everybody.
That's crazy world.
I know. It doesn't make sense. It does not compute. Even with AI.
No.
It doesn't compute. All right. So, what's the left going to do? Clearly, they're desperate. They've been desperate. They have weaponized the government, the judicial system, to try to attack Trump, to get rid of Trump. They have tried so hard.
Oh.
How about really taking a deep, long, hard look at your policies? But you see, it's not the policies of foolishness and buffoonery. It's the policies of destruction. And they know that. That is not by accident. And it's terrible to have to spell that out and say that, but it's exactly what it is. Look, I've been around the block a few times. This isn't my first rodeo. And I can tell you that what the left wants, the lefty Marxist, this so-called like form of government that's been emerging, especially over the last 15 years, these people are, well, there's a combination of insanity and evil. But at the end of the day, if we can make it simple and not too malicious, these are people who do not love America. Let me finish. They do not love America the way they perceive that it is now. And I think that that's very honest. It might sound like an attack. I don't mean it that way. I mean it to state it because we're trying to make sense of. Why do you do the things that you're trying to do? Newsmax's Mark Halperin reported just yesterday afternoon that President Biden will drop out of the 2024 presidential race, but also will not endorse Kamala Harris. And instead, he'll call for an open convention in Chicago. Halperin told Frontline host Carl Higbee that advisors around Harris are fine with this because she'll be seen as independent of the president.
Okay.
They do not want some of my sources that have been calling Kamala coronation that problem apart. They found themselves. President Biden was not seriously challenged for the nomination. Well, he wasn't. Nobody ran any sort of primary against him.
No.
And with an incumbent, you know, that usually doesn't happen unless they're termed out. But this was a man who clearly was showing his age. This is a man who ran really on a platform of he's getting ready to hand it off to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's all of a sudden, get your paws and your hands off my presidency.
Oh, yeah.
You young whippersnappers.
But you talked about, you know, all those that don't love America the way we do. They kind of did 15, 20 years ago, because when you listen to what they said then, it's 180 degrees from what they say now.
It's absolutely.
All of them.
Look, when you say it's, you know, the Democrats are not your grandfather's party, that truer words could not be spoken.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting thing. If it goes like this, if it goes like it could be heading toward an open convention, if Mark Halperin's right, then who is going to vote? Who's going to vote? The delegates would end up being, they would be choosing their candidates. The delegates would be choosing it. It wouldn't be done through a primary across the United States of America. So, isn't this ironic that the same people that say, oh, every vote counts, and keep throwing that D word around, democracy, 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 right? And, you know, this is the most short-circuited form of democracy there could be. A small group of people are going to choose the candidate for the entire party and for all of the people. Does that make sense in light of the kinds of things they say about how important voting is? They are restricting it to just the delegates at the convention if it ends up being this kind of wide open scenario, this open convention. And look, I don't wish harm on anyone, but certainly this is a mess they've made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they have made it, and the fact that they were, so ignorant not to see that coming. They thought that Joe, when the time was appropriate, would just step aside, that he would self-analyze. The disease that he suffers from doesn't allow him analytical skills that the average person has. It blinds you of your analytical skills. It blinds you of the ability to think squarely and straight.
He thinks he still had a bad night.
He's not the first one to suffer this way. This is the conversation. We got to take Grandpa's car keys away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tough conversation with anybody. Now add in a lifelong ego trip. A person who is identified by their political office far more than they are on a personal level. Because if you've been in politics for the last 50 years, you really haven't developed your personality fully, in my opinion. Kind of like if you're an athlete.
Yeah.
And a professional athlete, and you retire at 40.
Okay.
Emotionally, in many ways, you're about 20, maybe 25.
Because you're still living in those days in your head.
Well, you were playing your game. You were playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, politics is similar. You're playing politics. You're playing the game.
On the Sky.
He said, we want to do this. We want to do that. We want to get rid of this tax, that tax.
We have to make sure that we have a fair tax system.
But he doesn't do anything.
It's the candidates.
We're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
It's the debates.
We've made significant progress. From the debacle that was left.
And it's what everybody's talking about.
If the Republicans want to win,
let Biden talk.
Election talk happens here.
He'll hang himself.
We have to change some of the dialogue.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
It's been a little challenging morning for us. You can't tell because we're awesome professionals at what we do. But yeah, there's been major glitches, computer issues, and things like that. And we're not the only ones. No, the FAA is putting out a warning. Most of your airlines have been grounded.
Yep.
Businesses are being impacted. This is, they're calling it a global technology outage. Major airlines affected. 911 services. Businesses. It's unclear how long it will last. And the FAA said, at least when this initial information came out a couple hours ago, all four airlines, well, on four airlines, yeah, but the four major ones, regardless of destination, have been affected. I keep looking and waiting and hoping for an update.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet, or at least not be being reported on a widespread basis.
So if you're a flat earther, would this be a flattage thing instead of a global issue?
It'd be
a flattage issue, I would think, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works with the flat earth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Been on a boat, you know, you can see the horizon, and, you know, as you get closer to the thing that's in the water, you know, sticks up higher, the curvature of the earth. I mean,
funny how that works.
But I, look, barely got through general science. A major cyber outage, grounding flights, like I said, the glitch has caused chaos. Banks, financial services, firms from Australia to India and Germany warning customers of disruption in Britain, booking systems used by doctors offline. You've got technology glitches causing, but what they believe that the cause is, or at least a portion of it anyway, is a faulty update from CrowdStrike. That's a U.S. cyber security technology company based in Texas. So the very software that's supposed to protect you from malware has become malware. It is crazy. And I was just commenting on this the other day. Remember when I talked about, you know, people that are, well, we were talking about the automotive dealerships being impacted by ransomware.
Right, because the software they use for sales and service, it was all locked up.
Yeah, about half of the dealers all use the same one, about 50%. And the cost overall is estimated to be about $1 billion to the business industry and those who are impacted by it.
That's a lot.
$1 billion. And so you want to protect yourself. So what do? You get the most advanced firewalls,
exactly, right?
Hey, Norton! I need some Norton over here.
And then Norton locks up.
Yeah, and you got the CrowdStrike. And then, you know, the very technology. It's a faulty update. Update, please, to keep the latest safety.
Well, this is why a place that I worked at in St. Louis, we did not on a regular basis just immediately jump to the next one. We waited to see what the glitches were going to be.
Yeah. I mean, usually an update is used to cover some gaps, some holes that they've seen to maybe improve some of the work, the inner workings and how, you know, they communicate and et cetera. I mean, it's done always with the best in mind to improve, to improve. But
they break something while fixing something.
That happens, or somehow some of their stuff gets infected, if you will. I don't know the kind of terminology you want to use, but, you know, the bad guys, there's a lot of smart bad guys.
Yes.
And, you know, they work for the Russians. They work for the Chinese, Iran. So, you know, and this is what these people do 24 hours a day.
If they could use their power for good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say if you can't, I mean, these should be considered capital crimes.
Oh, yeah.
And and death by hanging in the public square to begin with. Because a lot of these people are also those little keyboard warrior losers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Dweeby? We know who they are.
Kind of like that nasty little weasel attempted assassinator.
Those types.
Assassinator. What would he be?
A failed assassin.
Okay.
Well, he did kill someone accidentally.
Yeah, but that wasn't...
That wasn't his goal.
So a reckless failed assassin.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not forget about life was lost there. And so anyway, these are the people that are protecting your cyber world, your business. And something happened. It resulted in Windows computers and tablets crashing and displaying a blue screen. The blue screen of death.
Yeah, we got a couple of those in here.
Over half of the Fortune 500 companies use CrowdStrike software. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
The issue's been identified, isolated. A fix has been deployed. Well, a fix to fix that, but it won't fix necessarily all the other networks that have been impacted and broken, for lack of a better term.
Engineers are working like crazy around the world right
including now. Ours.
Yes.
So anyway, I guess well, you're going to notice a couple of things. One would be the banks. If you need to do bank business today, that may be difficult. Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And anything to do with air travel is going to be difficult or impossible, or schedules at the very least will be changing radically over the next 2 days. So try to stay on top of that and try to exhibit some patience, because
what else can you do? You know,
We're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I'm glad that, you know, the Democrats are in charge, like in Milwaukee and Chicago and places like that. I'm glad they're in charge and they've got crime under control.
I was going to say, have you had a stroke over there, Bob, or what?
So cars get stolen all the time, especially in urban Democrat run areas. And Milwaukee, where the RNC, where they were convening, President Donald Trump's campaign advance team had a Chevy Tahoe stolen by a 17-year-old. He broke into the valet box, stole the keys, and busted through the gate. Security guard, you know, called the law. They used GPS. They tracked it down to a Walmart parking lot. And then the kid was inside the Walmart. And then when they busted him, he had a bunch of other keys. Thought to be probably from either that valet box or another valet box. So, yeah. Yeah, crime and punishment, good job, Democrats.
Yeah.
There's one example there. All right, it is 8:40 on the Bob Rose Show, 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. Greg, how you doing? How you hanging in there?
Doing good. We've been just doing like what a lot of folks are doing, trying to do restarts, and they're not restarting at this point. But lots of pretty blue on my side of the control board this morning. So it's a very, very surreal blue atmosphere over here.
But we're going to live. We're going to survive.
Hey, the show's been on since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
We move on.
So we push forward.
Absolutely.
But we're not in the life and death business, unlike Secret Service.
Yeah.
And being maybe the head of the Secret Service.
Yeah.
A Secret Service briefing on Wednesday to senators revealed the agency had identified Matthew Thomas Crooks as a threat 10 minutes before the former president took the stage.
So why did he take the stage?
That is a great question.
If you know that he's even possibly a threat, you've seen him, he looked quirky, a little odd, walking around with a rangefinder.
What's 10 minutes when almost all of these shows, venues, whether it's, you know, a rock band or, you know, your local, I don't know, square dancers.
Yeah.
Things don't always go off on time.
They're always running late.
The crowd's not going to burn the place down, not that crowd.
No.
And so, yeah. Why not? I don't know. This is crazy. Err on the side of caution.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
It's been a little challenging morning for us. You can't tell because we're awesome professionals at what we do, but yeah, there's been major glitches, computer issues, and things like that. And we're not the only ones. No, the FAA is putting out a warning. Most of your airlines have been grounded.
Yep.
Businesses are being impacted. This is, they're calling it a global technology outage. Major airlines affected. 911 services. Businesses. It's unclear how long it will last. And the FAA said, at least when this initial information came out a couple hours ago, all four airlines, but four major ones, regardless of destination, have been affected. I keep looking and waiting and hoping for an update.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet, or at least not being reported on a, you know, widespread basis.
So if you're a flat earther, would this be a flattage thing instead of a global issue?
It'd be
flattage issue, I would think, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works with the flat earth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Been on a boat, you know, you can see the horizon, and, you know, as you get closer to the thing that's in the water, you know, sticks up higher.
Yeah,
and the curvature of the earth. I mean,
funny how that works.
But barely got through general science. A major cyber outage, grounding flights. Like I said, the glitch has caused chaos. Banks, financial services, Firms from Australia to India and Germany warning customers of disruption in Britain, booking systems used by doctors offline. Wow. You've got technology glitches causing, well, what they believe that the cause is, or at least a portion of it anyway, is a faulty update from CrowdStrike. That's a U.S. cyber security technology company based in Texas. So the very software that's supposed to protect you from malware has become malware. It is crazy. And I was just commenting on this the other day. Remember when I talked about, you know, people that are, well, we were talking about the automotive dealerships being impacted by ransomware.
Right, because the software they use for sales and service, it was all locked up.
Yeah, about half of the dealers all use the same one, about 50%. And the cost overall is estimated to be about $1 billion to the business industry and those who are impacted by it.
That's a lot.
$1 billion. And so you want to protect yourself. So what do? You get the most advanced firewalls,
exactly,
right? Hey, Norton, I need some Norton over here.
And then Norton locks up.
Yeah, and you got the CrowdStrike. And then, you know, the very technology. It's a faulty update. Update, please, to keep the latest safety.
Well, this is why a place that I worked at in St. Louis, we did not on a regular basis just immediately jump to the next one. We waited to see what the glitches were going to be.
Yeah. I mean, usually an update is used to cover some gaps, some holes that they've seen to maybe improve some of the work, the inner workings and how, you know, they communicate and et cetera. I mean, it's done always with the best in mind to improve,
to improve.
But
they break something while fixing something.
That happens, or somehow some of their stuff gets infected, if you will. I don't know the kind of terminology you want to use, but, you know, the bad guys, there's a lot of smart bad guys.
Yes.
And, you know, they work for the Russians. They work for the Chinese, Iran. So, you know, and this is what these people do 24 hours a day.
If they could use their power for good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say if you can't, I mean, these should be considered capital crimes.
Oh, yeah.
And death by hanging in the public square to begin with. Because a lot of these people are also those little keyboard warrior losers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Dweeby? We know who they are.
Kind of like that nasty little weasel attempted assassinator.
Uh-huh. Those types.
Assassinator.
Attempted
What would he be?
A failed assassin.
Okay.
Well, he did kill someone accidentally.
Yeah, but that wasn't...
That wasn't his goal.
It's even,
so
a reckless failed assassin.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not forget about life was lost there.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, these are the people that are protecting your cyber world, your business. And something happened. It resulted in Windows computers and tablets crashing and displaying a blue screen. The blue screen of death.
Yeah, we got a couple of those in here.
Over half of the Fortune 500 companies use CrowdStrike software. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
The issue's been identified, isolated, a fix has been deployed. Well, a fix to fix that, but it won't fix necessarily all the other networks that have been impacted and broken, for lack of a better term.
Engineers are working like crazy around the world
right including now. Ours.
Yes.
So anyway, I guess well, you're going to notice a couple of things. One would be the banks. If you need to do bank business today, that may be difficult. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And anything to do with air travel is going to be difficult or impossible, or schedules at the very least will be changing radically over the next 2 days. So try to stay on top of that and try to exhibit some patience, because
what else can you do?
We're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that, you know, the Democrats are in charge, like in Milwaukee and Chicago and places like that. I'm glad they're in charge and they've got crime under control.
Have you had a stroke over there, Bob, or what?
So cars get stolen all the time, especially in urban Democrat-run areas. And, Milwaukee, where the RNC, where they were convening, President Donald Trump's campaign advance team had a Chevy Tahoe stolen by a 17-year-old. He broke into the valet box, stole the keys, and busted through the gate. Security guard, you know, called the law. They used GPS. They tracked it down to a Walmart parking lot. And then the kid was inside the Walmart. And then when they busted him, he had a bunch of other keys. Thought to be probably from either that valet box or another valet box. So, yeah. Yeah, crime and punishment, good job, Democrats.
Yeah.
There's one example there. All right, it is 8:40 on the Bob Rose Show, 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. Greg, how you doing? How you hanging in there?
Doing good. We've been just doing like what a lot of folks doing, trying to do restarts, and they're not restarting at this point. But lots of pretty blue on my side of the control board this morning. So it's a very, very surreal blue atmosphere over here.
But we're going to live. We're going to survive.
Hey, the show's been on since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
We move on.
So we push forward.
Absolutely.
But we're not in the life and death business, unlike Secret Service.
Yeah.
And being maybe the head of the Secret Service.
Yeah.
A Secret Service briefing on Wednesday to senators revealed the agency had identified Matthew Thomas Crooks as a threat 10 minutes before the former president took the stage.
So why did he take the stage?
That is a great question.
If you know that he's even possibly a threat, you've seen him, he's a little quirky, a little odd, walking around with a rangefinder.
What's 10 minutes when almost all of these shows, venues, whether it's, you know, a rock band or, you know, your local, I don't know, square dancers.
Yeah.
Things don't always go off on time.
They're always running late.
The crowd's not going to burn the place down, not that crowd.
No.
And so, yeah, why not? I don't know. This is crazy. Err on the side of caution.
And it would have been a different weekend.
Yeah. Hey, we need to locate a suspicious character. Let's put a hold on the former president coming out right now. Put a hold on that, and we'll get back to you. We need to track this guy down.
Because at that point, he would have been on the roof, which is where he got, and the snipers would have had a great view of him specifically to tell everybody where he was.
And it was interesting. We had Art Forgey in here from Alachua County Sheriff's Office talking about what a great SWAT team we have in Alachua County. And we do.
They're great.
It's easy to brag on them when they have won competitions against worldwide competition, many of which are dedicated SWAT teams and crews and snipers, whereas ours, they've got other duties to do.
Yeah, they pool from
this
the agencies.
This is like in addition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And one of the things he mentioned was, he goes, look, if there's a communication issue and everybody's keying their radio at the same time, you're not going to get anything out of it. And if there was some kind of a, not panic, but urgency, everybody jumps on the radio, I have to be honest, that hadn't been something that I really thought about, the radio thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a great point. Now, I don't know that that occurred.
Easily but it's, possible.
But
though.
Very,
and
very
probable. Yeah.
Very, very possible.
Yep.
All right. So because of this revelation, and wait, there's more, but because of this one, that prompted some newer and fresh calls for the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, to resign. But not her. She doubled down. You know, she has no intentions to step down. She deeply respects members of Congress and is fiercely committed to transparency and leading the Secret Service to the internal investigation, strengthening the agency through lessons learned in these important internal and external reviews. Huh. What about the lesson learned about the shortcomings of DEI? And I literally mean shortcomings in this case, because her push when she came in, her priority wasn't, we're going to be the best protection agency in the world. No, it was, we're going to make sure that we get to a point where we have 30% agents, women.
Right.
I have a problem with women doing the job if they can do the job, if they have the capability. You know, if it involves strength or size, they might be found on the short end, literally, because when they gathered around Trump, and they did a great job
to
body protect him.
Yes.
Well, you saw the one lady stuck out like a sore thumb because she was clearly a foot to a foot and a half shorter than the president. Now, granted, he is taller than average, but that's the person that you have to protect.
But you also see them walking along when you've got a crowd on a street. Agents are on the front line watching the crowd, watching hands. If everybody's a foot taller than you, you're not seeing past the front row.
And And when an assassin makes an attempt, I don't think he's aiming for the kneecaps.
No.
So there's that. Oh, and to add to it, was when Congressman Mike Waltz was on with Jesse Waters yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've had him on the air several times. We had the pleasure of meeting him. This guy's the Green Beret.
Yeah.
This guy's the real deal. And he said that they've uncovered that the sniper had three encrypted overseas accounts. Now, he couldn't really or wouldn't define exactly what that means by accounts. But encrypted, that means that somebody connected to him or him took a lot of pains to make sure that their communications were not easily discovered.
Right.
Encrypted.
Calls for unity. That is the left's disingenuous attempt at an apology.
10 p.m. nights.
When one of their own is caught shooting at someone on the right again.
On 97.3 The Sky.
It is approaching 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting what we do. We appreciate it. You can get the Bob Rose podcast anywhere where you normally get your podcast. And all you have to do is click on subscribe. There's no fee, but you'll have access to all of our fine material that we perform on this show on a Monday through Friday basis. Thank you. All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. I'm going to open those up. 877-975-9825. If you haven't heard by now, major disruptions, airline industry, banking, broadcasting industry, many being felt because of, well, one of the reasons, a glitch at CrowdStrike. And, you know, they're an American Texas-based company that provides cybersecurity. Well, one of their updates, there was a quote-unquote problem with it. The CEO spoke out a couple hours ago, though, on X. His name is George Kurtz. CrowdStrike is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. Mac and Linux hosts are not impacted. This is not a security incident or cyber attack. The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. Sorry. There was a glitch in it. We further recommend organizations ensure that they're communicating with CrowdStrike representatives through official channels. Our team is fully mobilized to ensure the security and stability of CrowdStrike customers. So clearly, the CEO of CrowdStrike sees the urgency in this and is reacting with, you know, everything they've got, all hands on deck. So I just want to let you know, the airline industry, it's not a stop and start scenario, as you probably know. So it takes a little bit of time to ramp things back up when they do get up to speed. So be patient and check ahead of time. If you're flying out or somebody that you know is flying in, you need to be aware of that and pass that information along. All right. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and let's talk to Greg. You're on the air.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Okay. Let's see if Sherry, you're on the air.
Your conversations this morning brought to mind a song I loved back in the 60s, Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. It even refers to Red China.
Wow, I do remember that. I was thinking of Jim Morrison's This Is the End.
Wow.
But we're both on the same page.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Good morning, Frank. You're on the air.
Love your show, as always. I was looking at the companies that have left America and are in now Mexico. It's General Ford's, Ford, Volkswagen, Foxconn, Samsung, Coca-Cola. Our blessed Oreos are being made in Mexico. Honeywell, Facebook, Intel, John Deere, Mercedes-Benz, Johnson & Johnson are now in Mexico. Biden has chased all these companies out of America, and now they are in Mexico. And I hope Trump will bring them back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, a real quick conspiracy theory observation. Remember back the 9/11 event and, like, people would take out an insurance policy on a building a couple of days prior and things like that?
Yes.
How, like, in certain things on, like, in the entertainment industry, it would sort of, like, allude to the event before it happens. Here's something. I saw something on Hulu. There's a television show on Hulu called Shogun. And this one really hit the nail on the head if you want to watch it. It's the scene where the British sailor is explaining to the Japanese warlord. He draws a map of the world, and he explains world conquest to this Japanese warlord. And man, it nails it right on the head. If you want to see the end game, that was it. Shogun, and it's the map of the world. Look it up.
All right, thanks for the tip. I'll check that out. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again. And Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. One thing I've noticed regarding Microsoft updates across the years is, one, they're a hassle. Two, there's nothing visibly improved that I can ever detect. Three, if they have to do an update, why didn't they just get it correct the first time? So those are my feelings on the Microsoft update that's causing all the problems.
Look, you probably know more about computers and writing code and all that than I do, but they're always improving at where they should be, writing the code, covering glitches, making things more efficient, finding that there are errors in the program, no matter how diligent you are, given enough time and all that, things start to surface. So they're constantly trying to improve it. Well, at least that's the thought behind it, yeah. You know. Could there also be something written in there that says, and by the way, your battery's not going to last that much longer. Or, your thing's not going to be quite as fast as it was. Might be time to buy a new one. Now, they don't spell that out in code, but they lead you to that water.
Well, there's a reason we have the words planned obsolescence in our society these days.
There you go.
What lasts as long as it used to? Does your refrigerator? Does
nope.
your TV?
Washer?
Does your washer, dryer, nope. Dishwasher? Do any of them last as long as they used to?
Microwaves.
Maybe. Maybe. But they're so stinking cheap, and they sound really bad when you close the door.
They can't be good for you.
Oh, no.
If they're cheap and they don't break, they're probably bad for you.
Something wrong with that.
It's like a donut. Does that taste good? That's bad for you.
Why is that?
Does that feel good? That's bad for you.
Probably so. We could write our own new Ten Commandments here.
Yes, we could.
Wrap it all in one. Does it feel too good? It's probably bad for you.
Yeah, if it tastes good, bad for you.
Yeah.
On the final night of the Republican National Convention, former President Donald Trump accepted the GOP presidential nomination, unfurled his cape, and took off like a speeding bullet.
Ooh.
No. Bad reference.
Bad reference.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, he talked about and predicted an incredible victory in November. The crowd was going wild.
Oh, yeah.
They were quite raucous. I'm running to be president of all of America, not half of America, because there's no victory in winning for half of America. He appeared on stage during the musical rendition of God Bless the USA. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. It was uplifting. It was positive. The vibe in the crowd, as everyone or anyone explained it, those who had been to many before, just thought that it was a vibe like they hadn't experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody else had a reference point that was old enough in the room, they would reference back to like 84 and Reagan.
Yeah.
And he had a landslide that year.
But the big question still is, because if you think about it, they said we're not going to plan on a VP debate yet because we don't know who the VP candidate is going to be. Well, now things continue. We don't know who the candidate is going to be.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
The sound of gunfire.
Take a look at what happened.
An attempted assassination on a former president.
The news that's trending.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick.
The news that's now.
Shot with a bullet.
We got down and we started playing.
Pierced the right ear.
Such a clear line of sight.
But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here?
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Calls for unity. That is the left's disingenuous attempt at an apology.
10 p.m. nights.
When one of their own is caught shooting at someone on the right again.
On 97.3. The Sky.
It is approaching 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting what we do. We appreciate it. You can get the Bob Rose podcast anywhere where you normally get your podcast. And all you have to do is click on subscribe. There's no fee, but you'll have access to all of our fine material that we perform on this show on a Monday through Friday basis. Thank you. All right, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, I'm going to open those up, 877-975-9825. If you haven't heard by now, major disruptions, airline industry, banking, broadcasting industry, many being felt because of, well, one of the reasons, a glitch at CrowdStrike. And, you know, they're an American, Texas-based company that provides cybersecurity. Well, one of their updates, there was a, quote-unquote, problem with it. The CEO spoke out a couple hours ago, though, on X. His name is George Kurtz. CrowdStrike is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. Mac and Linux hosts are not impacted. This is not a security incident or cyber attack. The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. And, sorry, there was a glitch in it. We further recommend organizations ensure that they're communicating with CrowdStrike representatives through official channels. Our team is fully mobilized to ensure the security and stability of CrowdStrike customers. So clearly, the CEO of CrowdStrike sees the urgency in this and is reacting with, you know, everything they've got, all hands on deck. So I just want to let you know, the airline industry, it's not a stop-and-start scenario, as you probably know, so it takes a little bit of time to ramp things back up when they do get up to speed. So be patient and check ahead of time. If you're flying out or somebody that you know is flying in, you need to be aware of that and pass that information along. All right? Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and let's talk to Greg. You're on the air.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Okay, let's see if Sherry, you're on the air.
Your conversations this morning brought to mind a song I loved back in the 60s, Barry McGuire, Eve of Destruction. It even refers to Red China.
Wow, I do remember that. I was thinking of Jim Morrison's This Is the End.
Wow.
But we're both on the same page.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Good morning, Frank. You're on the air.
Love your show, as always. I was looking at the companies that have left America and are in now Mexico. It's General Ford's, Ford, Volkswagen, Foxconn, Samsung, Coca-Cola. Our blessed Oreos are being made in Mexico. Honeywell, Facebook, Intel, John Deere, Mercedes-Benz, Johnson & Johnson are now in Mexico. Biden has chased all these companies out of America, and now they are in Mexico, and I hope Trump will bring them back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, a real quick conspiracy theory observation. Remember back the 9/11 event, and like people would take out an insurance policy on a building a couple of days prior and things like that?
Yes.
How, like, in certain things on, like, in the entertainment industry, it would sort of, like, allude to the event before it happens. Here's something. I saw something on Hulu. There's a television show on Hulu called Shogun. And this one really hit the nail on the head if you want to watch it. It's the scene where the British sailor is explaining to the Japanese warlord. He draws a map of the world, and he explains world conquest to this Japanese warlord, and man, it nails it right on the head. If you want to see the end game, that was it, Shogun, and it's the map of the world. Look it up.
All right, thanks for the tip. I'll check that out. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again, and Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. One thing I've noticed regarding Microsoft updates across the years is, one, they're a hassle. Two, there's nothing visibly improved that I can ever detect. Three, you know, if they have to do an update, why didn't they just get it correct the first time? So those are my feelings on the Microsoft update that's causing all the problems.
Look, you probably know more about computers and writing code and all that than I do, but they're always improving at where they should be, writing the code, covering glitches, making things more efficient, finding that there are errors in the program, no matter how diligent you are, given enough time and all that, things start to surface. So they're constantly trying to improve it. Well, at least that's the thought behind it. Yeah. You know, could there also be something written in there that says, and by the way, your battery's not going to last that much longer. Or, your thing's not going to be quite as fast as it was. Might be time to buy a new one. Now, they don't spell that out in code, but they lead you to that water.
Well, there's a reason we have the words planned obsolescence in our society these days.
There you go.
What lasts as long as it used to? Does your refrigerator? Your TV?
Washer?
Does your washer, dryer, dishwasher? Do any of them last as long as they used to?
Microwaves.
Maybe. But they're so stinking cheap, and they sound really bad when you close the door.
They can't be good for you.
Oh, no.
If they're cheap and they don't break, they're probably bad for you.
Something wrong with that.
It's like a donut. Does that taste good? That's bad for you.
Why is that?
Does that feel good? That's bad for you.
Probably so. We could write our own new Ten Commandments here.
Yes, we could.
Wrap it all in one. Does it feel too good? It's probably bad for you.
Yeah, if it tastes good, bad for you.
Yeah.
On the final night of the Republican National Convention, former President Donald Trump accepted the GOP presidential nomination, unfurled his cape, and took off like a speeding bullet.
Ooh.
No. Bad reference.
Bad reference.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, he talked about and predicted an incredible victory in November. The crowd was going wild.
Oh, yeah.
They were quite raucous. I'm running to be president of all of America, not half of America, because there's no victory in winning for half of America. He appeared on stage during the musical rendition of God Bless the USA. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for president of the United States. It was uplifting. It was positive. The vibe in the crowd, as everyone or anyone explained it, those who had been to many before, just thought that it was a vibe like they hadn't experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody else had a reference point that was old enough in the room, they would reference back to like 84 and Reagan.
Yeah.
And he had a landslide that year.
But the big question still is, because if you think about it, they said we're not going to plan on a VP debate yet because we don't know who the VP candidate is going to be. Well, now things continue. We don't know who the candidate is going to be.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
The sound of gunfire.
Take a look at what happened.
An attempted assassination on a former president.
The news that's trending.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick.
The news that's now.
Shot with a bullet.
We got down and we started praying. Pierced the right ear.
Such a clear line of sight.
But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here?
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.